Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the G Show. This is your host, Garrett. Today, we'll be talking about some exciting NBA news as the NBA is coming towards the end with 25 games left. It's very exciting. And it's a very intense time for some teams, and we want to see what teams can step up and what other teams will falter. So, yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and let's get into the podcast. Well, first of all, I wanted to talk about last night's performance of Zion versus LeBron before I dove into the future of what I think is going to go on here coming up in the next couple months. Zion played great. He had 29 points, which is, you know, he's been putting that up last couple games for him, which is amazing in my opinion for a rookie. He has a lot of pressure on him, but he's handling it really well, surprisingly. You see a lot of players falter under pressure that the media gives to them. Like all the guys that went to New York and stuff. You know, it happens. But all the big markets, you're a big pick. And it doesn't work out. But for a guy like Zion, it's working out very well for him. He's a boy. I mean, not a boy. Excuse me. Man, I'm sure you heard this. But he's a man. He's a man amongst boys. He's so strong that he literally, he bullies people. He bullies anyone in his way. He gets to the paint and he gets the boards. He dunks. He assists really well. He sets screens for his guards like Lonzo and Drew Holiday. It's really amazing basketball actually to see. So I think he's one of the best players to watch in the NBA in my opinion. I really enjoy watching him. I watch him as much as I can. Sometimes he's on late, obviously. He's playing on the West Coast sometimes, like last night. Me being in the East Coast, but I just really enjoy watching him play so far, and I hope he gets to continue it. He didn't really go against LeBron James that much this last game because, you know, I guess they just really, they put Zion and Anthony Davis, so I guess that was really the matchup, which he still did well. I mean, obviously he dropped, like, basically 30 points, which is awesome. And LeBron had another great game, you know, showing even at the age of 35 years old, he still has what he has some youth in him. Dropped 40 points. I mean, it was great. Hit 5 threes, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. I mean, great night overall from LeBron. And he didn't even play 40 minutes. So, not wearing down LeBron James is awesome. And, you know, you could be looking at the future King and Zion Williamson. But the King right now is still saying, in my opinion, that I'm not done yet. So it's really good to see the stat line for Zion. He had 29 points in 33 minutes, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. So similar numbers to LeBron, to the points, obviously. But just great to see that Zion, you know, he really appreciated in his press conference talking about LeBron, really appreciating what he could still do at his age. But LeBron as well talking about Zion, you know, really showing his appreciation for the young talent that he is. And really showing that he really believes in the guy. And a lot of old legends seem to believe in Zion. It's great to see. You know, a lot of people need the support. And sometimes they don't get it. Which is kind of unfortunate, if I'm being honest. Because I feel like if a lot of younger guys got the support they needed, they would be in a better situation. And, like, you know, John Morant's also getting a lot of support, which is great. You know, John Morant's playing great basketball from Memphis right now. And it's really keeping Memphis in the conversation for playoffs, which is awesome. No one came in the season thinking that Memphis was going to contend for a playoff spot, much less be having a winning record. So that's not all due to Morant, but Morant playing great basketball is a great, you know, he's playing great basketball and all the support. It's really helping him, I feel like, in the end of the day. And I'm glad to see both of these players play spectacular basketball, and they're some of the most fun to watch. So now I want to transition into the future. What's going to come up in the next 25 days? Well, we have some interesting things, in my opinion. Well, first of all, I want to address number one seed in these conference. The Bucks are at 50-8. This reminds me of the Warriors season, but the Warriors only lost 7 games. So, not that magical, but again, I think that the Bucks are not going to lose it. The Raptors are 8 games behind them, but I still don't think they're going to lose it unless they go on the big losing streak or whatever. So I think the Milwaukee Bucks pretty much got that in hand. But the Western Conference is a little tighter. Barely. The Lakers are 44-12. They are 5 games ahead of the Denver Nuggets at 40-18. 5 games back, it's more doable per se, but I still think it's out of it, and I still feel like the Lakers have it controlled. So I think the number 1 seeds are pretty solidified, and the number 2 and number 3 seed for each conference is very interesting. The Clippers are coming in at number 3 with the Western Conference, a game and a half behind the Nuggets. And, you know, Clippers haven't... Don't quote me on this, but I think they lost to the Nuggets in a series. They're losing, so, you know, doesn't mean anything. They probably won't see each other in playoffs if they at all till late. But they're in a hunt right now, and anything can really happen there. Even a team like the Rockets can sneak in my opinion. And then over at the Eastern Conference side, you have the Raptors and Celtics. Celtics at 40-17. And same thing as the West, a game and a half back of the Raptors. Now, the Celtics are an interesting team. I think that when they're healthy, they're pretty unbeatable. And Jason Tatum's playing amazing basketball, if you haven't seen. Especially what he did against the Lakers. So I'm really excited for him being a Celtics fan for all these years. And with Kemba Walker, if he gets back to health with his back, you know, the Celtics look pretty dangerous. But again, the Raptors are playing some really good basketball. And they're giving the Bucks a lot of problems so in the last game. So definitely interesting to see what's going to happen in the East. Even a team like Miami is getting hot, you know, with their three-point shooting. It's really good to see. And a lot of these East teams are really good at home. So home court advantage is very big, in my opinion, for a lot of these teams. So a team like the Philadelphia 76ers are going to be dying to be at home in 27-2. And that just seems like a lot of teams play better at home. So all these teams are fighting for that home court advantage. And Miami and Philadelphia are fighting for that last spot to be at home. And Miami is a half game ahead of Philadelphia, so I'm sure Philly's really trying to push hard again to get by Miami. You know, hosting is huge in the playoffs, and it could really help you win against the weaker teams in the conference. So I think that's a thing to watch out for. What the 4 and 5 seed for each conference? There's gonna be dog fights, and then in the Western Conference, it's a game that's dividing the Rockets at the 4th seed and the Jazz at the 5th seed. So you really need to watch these 4 teams, see your battle it out. You really want to see whatever these teams can get the home court advantage. And I think you'll definitely see whatever team gets a home court advantage in any playoff situation will definitely do better overall. Now I want to talk about the 8th seed. Now, Memphis is coming in at 28-29, the 8th seed. There are 3 games ahead of Portland. I don't see anyone catching up to them. So I think the Grizzlies will be in the playoffs this year, which let's be honest here, probably thought that. Now, I think the New Orleans Pelicans, you know, Zion, been playing really well. I think they're 3-1 in the last 4 games. And 6-4 over in the last 10. I think that they could push against the Trailblazers, only a half game back. And I think the Pelicans could also be a real force. I mean, they only lost by 9 points against the Lakers last night. So you got to really put that in consideration that the Pelicans here could be a real force in the West. And I think they can honestly give some of these top teams like the Lakers, Nuggets, or Clippers a hard time. And just Zion, if he continues to play well, maybe I wouldn't say he's probably going to implement his 3-point game yet. I think that's a summer thing he'll have to work on. But if he continues just doing what he does, I think that the Pelicans are a serious problem, and I would not be shocked if they would put some pressure on the Memphis Grizzlies to get in that final playoff spot in the West. Now, on the Eastern Conference side of things, it's pretty much solidified in my opinion. I mean, anything could happen, obviously, the next 25, 26 games, but Orlando Magic coming in at 25-32 are 4.5 games ahead of the Wizards, and let's be honest here, the Wizards aren't good. Simply, they're just not good. They're not what they used to be. So, I think the Magic, they have a lot more depth, than the Wizards do. Coming in with Markel Fultz, Fournier, Vucevic, Bama's a bust, I think, in my opinion. He hasn't proven himself, but, you know, he's there as the backup. Eric Gordon, he's not great, but, you know, he plays pretty decent basketball. I think they're just in more depth than the Wizards. And I don't think any other team even has a shot besides the Wizards, possibly. But at 4.5 games back, that's a lot for the Wizards to make ground up. And I think the Magic, again, will be in the playoffs. The Bulls don't really have a legit shot. You know, they need a couple more pieces. Hornets are a big-time mess. Pistons traded away everybody. And really, after that, it's really just unrealistic to think that any of these teams really have a shot. So I would say that the Magic will make it for sure. But that Western Conference last spot is very interesting. Portland's right on the heels with 3 games. But you never know about Mr. Zion Williamson and the Pelicans, who I'm very excited about, which I think all you should be too, is going to be pressuring the Portland Trailblazers. So, all right, guys, that's all I had to say about the NBA. I appreciate the continued support for all this time, and I will definitely see you next time on the G Show.